Blog Talk Radio. Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki Master Teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. The Posse of Angels have a funny sense of humor, and they are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So, like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I am also very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angelic guidance is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those phone calls, once again, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you for listening in, you know, whether you're listening in by computer, you could be listening in by phone. Perhaps you're listening to the over 140 archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, or maybe you downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Oh, you know, listeners, over the last 11 years, I've had the infinite joy of teaching Reiki and attuning countless students to be Reiki practitioners, not only in my Los Angeles office, but also nationally and internationally with the wonders of technology by using Skype or by phone. Some of my students have learned Reiki 1 and 2, and many of them have gone further to become master teachers to facilitate others to study this extraordinary way of life. Now, some of you might be going, way of life? I thought it was a healing modality. Well, I say way of life because Reiki is much different from other practices, as it is not merely a healing modality. This is because it emphasizes a way of living, a practice that keeps us peaceful and calm and mindful and loving, sounds wonderful, and living in concordance and respect with others around us and ourselves. After studying Reiki 1 with me this week, a student gave me this lovely testimonial. She said, "This has been the most remarkable experience I have ever had. I've never felt this loved in my life, and I never experienced this kind of joy in all of my 55 years. You have saved me." And that's from Lisa in Connecticut. And while my students learn all the technicalities of practicing Reiki, the most important part of my one-on-one individualized teaching sessions has to do with the intuitive counseling part of the teaching and revealing to the students to show them their life from a higher angel's perspective, to see where there still may be blockages and negativity that are preventing them from being the clearest and most open channel possible to be a conduit for passing along divine life force energy. Oh, and an added bonus for my students, once my students are attuned to as Reiki practitioners, their intuitive abilities become so much stronger and they have much greater clarity with their increased psychic abilities. One of my students who completed the master teacher's degree with me went on to introduce Reiki in hospitals, and she gave me this testimonial. "Candy has truly brought her angelic heart, her profound wisdom and powerful intuition into my Reiki training. Her ability to adapt to my individual needs made my learning experience so magical. She has helped me expand far beyond myself, a gift I now can carry into the world." And that was from Anne Marie in Santa Barbara, California. So if you'd like to be a certified Reiki practitioner, again, either to learn locally in my Los Angeles office or nationally or internationally using Skype or by phone, and for you to experience this amazing way of life, which can be used for healing yourself, friends, family, or to help facilitate the healing of others, or perhaps there's a situation that you would like help with in your life, you can book your own individual study time with me or an enlightening and revealing intuitive counseling session, Reiki session, and angel reading. You can call Angel Healing House after the show on 831-277. Again, that number for Claire Candy Hoff, myself, at Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com, to schedule your own life-changing session. Now, just for those regular listeners who know, I like to take about 15 or 20 minutes speaking about our topic. And the first caller, 239, you are going to be the first one that we pick up. But before taking some of your calls for that free angel advice, I like to start speaking about the topic. And that topic today is entitled Robin Williams and Us, Making a Difference to Our World. You know, listeners, with the recent passing of Robin Williams and the tremendous loss that so many of us are feeling, the Posse of Angels would like to begin today's program with a little story. Once upon a time, there was an old man who used to walk along the ocean early in the morning. One day, as he was walking along, he looked down the beach and he saw someone waving their arms and joyously dancing at the shoreline. He smiled and walked faster to catch the enthusiastic dancer. As he got closer, he saw that this young man was, in fact, not dancing at all, but he was picking up small objects and throwing them into the ocean. The old man stopped and said, "Good morning. May I ask, what is it that you are doing?" The young man replied, "I'm throwing starfish into the ocean." The old man was quizzical, and he said, "Why are you throwing starfish into the ocean?" And the young man said, "Well, the sun is up, and the tide is going out. If I don't throw them in, they'll die." The old man shook his head and laughed. He said, "But young man, do you not realize that there are miles and miles of beach, and there are so many starfish all along every mile? You know that you can't possibly make a difference." At this point, the young man bent down, picked up another starfish, and threw it into the ocean. And he turned to the old man and said, "Well, it made a difference for that one." In light of the news that sent shockwaves across our beloved planet last week, the Posse of Angels wishes to share with us that Robin Williams' crossing over was in no way untimely, as each of us decides when and how we wish to exit the contract of our physical incarnation, because we have free will and we have free choice. And while there have been reports that have come out since that fatal news that he indeed took his own life and that he had the beginnings of Parkinson's disease, the Posse of Angels wish to share with us the higher message contained in his passing, and how extraordinarily well-timed it was for everyone because of what many are currently feeling on our beloved planet. In truth, many of us are so gosh darned weary, we're exhausted, we're fed up, and we are disheartened because of, A, as a collective consciousness, we look at the state of the world, the state of violence and the state of conflict that still exists. And it really does dishearten us because of all of the light and all of the love that we have been holding for the planet. And personally, we have, a lot of us have not been able to see the tangible, physical signs on how we can move forward with our lives to share our gifts and our talents with the world. This has seen many light workers and those who are living a conscious life of awareness lose heart and question if, with all of our efforts, if we even make a difference at all in this world. While the Posse of Angels wishes to share with each one of us that Robin Williams' death was synchronistically timed in order for everyone to see and to be made aware of just how important one life lived in true authenticity, can affect so many people on the planet. By sharing one's gifts, talents, and generosity and love with others, it is unbelievable how each one of us goes on to touch the lives of so many others, and to touch the lives of those people who we will never, ever meet. if you never met Robin Williams, and yet your heart and breath were like mine, momentarily suspended when I heard the news of his death, your life was touched in some way by this extraordinary actor, this humanitarian, and this generous, kind-hearted soul. The message contained in Robin Williams' well-timed crossing over in exactly the manner in which he chose to cross over is this: never ever forget that your individual spirit is unique and it's one of a kind, and it's such a special energy that each soul has that it's not replicated and it does not exist in any other space, time, and dimension. Always remember that you are such a special, integral puzzle piece of the planet that without you, the grand plan or the grand design of the Earth's ascension will not be the same. The Posse of Angels is saying that if there weren't any need for your special brand of its individual energy to be on this planet, then you know what? You wouldn't be here. They are lovingly wrapping their angels' arms around each one of you, and they're saying, do not forget that no matter how overwhelming life struggles seem to be, one person can not only make a difference in the world, but that one person can make all the difference and be the world to another person. They wish to remind us that it is often because of one person that enormous changes come about in our world. One has only to look at Mohandas Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, Mother Teresa, and now Robin Williams. You know what? You are no different to any of these souls, as the universe is within you, and just like them, you are here to make an enormous difference on the planet. This enormous wake-up call of making a difference probably would not have happened had Robin Williams not crossed over. If he had lived, many of us would have gone on to marvel at his comic genius. We would have laughed and cried at his movies, but not with the same depth that we are feeling now. In much the same way, when something is always there, we don't give it our full attention, and we do not take notice of it. Yet when it is gone, it leaves such an indelible mark, such a vast, enormous hole it creates in our hearts and in our lives. In many ways, Robin Williams crossing over reminded me of when the crocodile hunter, gorgeous Steve Irwin, died in 2006 from a fatal stab to his heart by a gentle stingray. Steve worked tirelessly to bring environmentalism and animal protection to the forefront of our world. But as long as he was on the planet and took great care of it, many others took a back seat, for they knew that the animals' protection were in his very capable hands. But with his passing, suddenly this larger-than-life character, much like Robin Williams, that endeared us with his passion, his enthusiasm, and his call of, crikey, that was all gone. And with him exited a huge ball of energy from the planet. You know, listeners, these events had to happen in order for others to step forward and get involved. You know what happened after his death? As such, massive amounts of people got involved with a new awareness for how important it is to stop destroying animals' habitats. The Posse of Angels is sharing with us that many celebrities and people of fame choose to leave the planet to highlight a particular issue. For instance, Heath Ledger's death years ago showed us the dangers of combining prescription medication, and Philip Seymour Hoffman's heroin overdose showed us the dangers of drug use. The Posse of Angels is acknowledging that many light workers are fed up and weary, that they have just about lost hope, and they've said many times that they actually wish to go home. With Robin Williams choosing to take his own life at this crucial moment of the planet's ascension, we all get to experience firsthand at a visceral, gut-wrenching level what that would actually feel like if we chose to leave our human incarnation. You know, listeners, the repercussions and the shockwaves that would be sent out into the world would be enormous. This is because we are the universe. You are the universe. There is no differentiation between you and the universe, as you are one. One of the greatest movies that portrayed our importance and making a difference on the planet to others is my favorite Christmas movie, which is It's a Wonderful Life. When Jimmy Stewart wishes that he was not born, his wish is granted by an angel, and everything changes. Once he's not there to be born, everything changes in the lives of every person that he's ever known. And in addition, everything changes in the lives of the people that they knew and that the people that they knew. And it goes on and on and on. When I initially heard of Robin Williams crossing over, I immediately thought, oh, how many other great future roles were never realized because of his transition. It was at this point that the Posse of Angels chimed in and said, none. There were no other roles because his life was 100% complete. Each and every one of us comes into this human incarnation with a complete toolkit to build, to navigate, and to form our lives perfectly. And while it may appear that some people have more in their toolkit, more things like money, resources, they might have more connections, more time, we each have exactly what our individual soul needs to create and fashion a beautiful life for ourselves and others and make a difference on the planet with our special and unique blend of being exactly who we are. And creating a difference in the world has nothing to do with the amount of time that we contract, that we are here in human form. You know, when I was feeling sad that Robin Williams would not get to play other amazing roles, I tuned in to see if he had any regrets on leaving when he did. When I tuned in, I was very surprised with the response. And he spoke through the Posse of Angels. The Posse of Angels told me that when the majority of souls cross over from human flesh to spirit and review their lives, very few of them have regrets for things that they did not achieve. And so it is with Robin Williams. They went on to explain that since we are infinite beings with limitless possibilities to create, you know what? If we did start having regrets for the things that we did not achieve, we would be eternally sad because we would never, ever be able to accomplish all the things that we wish to achieve. The Posse of Angels were quick to add that the one thing that souls regretted the most when they crossed over was not whether they achieved something, but it was whether or not tried. From the movie Jack, Robin Williams said, please don't worry so much, because in the end none of us have very long on this earth plane. Life is fleeting. And if you've ever been distressed, cast your eyes to the summer sky when the stars are strung across the velvety night, and when a shooting star streaks through the darkness, turning night into day. Make a wish and think of me. Make your life spectacular. Robin Williams' greatest gift to us was to show just how much he tried. and by trying, he made his world and ours spectacular. By trying, he and so many of us went on to experience his brand of unique magic and just what his efforts achieved in making such an enormous difference in our world, and each one of us has it within our own unique self to go on and make that enormous, spectacular difference in our world. Before we go on to speak more about how much each and every one of us, just like Robin Williams, makes a difference in the world, let's go to our callers. Once again, just a reminder to everyone that if you would like to call in for free angel advice for myself and the Posse of Angels, you can call in the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that number to call in on is 646-716-6794 for that free angel reading with myself and the Posse of Angels. Our first caller, 239. Welcome to Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, it's Diane. Thanks for taking my call. That was beautiful. I really enjoyed listening to that.
Yeah. You know what? When Robin Williams died, I'll tell you exactly where I was. And I was in my office, and my husband is down the hallway, and he works from home, and he's in his office. And when he just, it just came as a flash across his computer from one of these news sites that he, subscribed to. And when I heard it, Diane, I actually sucked wind. I went, because it was like I can remember where I was as a child when I was 8 years old, when I heard the news that John F. Kennedy died. It was that kind of shock, and a lot of people are going to remember where they were, and they had no idea how this gentle, furry little man invaded all of our lives. What were your thoughts this week upon his crossing over?
Well, having worked in the mental health field, and I'm trained in Reiki, I'm Reiki level 2, I'm really glad that it brought the awareness of the struggles of people in our world and stuff. And I broke my heart because he brought such joy to other people. But anytime I looked at his picture, and I also do astrology, and we were all looking at his chart and that, I mean, he's never not shared his struggles.
Yeah.
It's sad that he chose to end them in the way he did, but listening to you, I guess I never viewed it quite the same way as you were just speaking about in your earlier messages. So that gave me a little bit of sense of peace. But going back to the sadness, I really struggle with the world as we have it today. And the mental health issues that are denied, either that or we warehouse people in prisons or we over-medicate them. So I'm praying and hoping that this will bring to light and we'll have a better understanding of how to help people and understand what pain they're in.
Beautifully said, Diane. And I think no matter whether it's our prison situations or mental health and so many other things that are on our planet and that keep perpetuating, it all can be boiled down to an actual loss of a sense of humanity, that we are here to love, we are here to look after each other, and if people have lost their way to that sense of humanity, it's because they've allowed something greater, the acquisition of money or power or control, to take over that sense of humanity, which is the only thing that is going to save our beloved planet.
I agree, and that is one of the reasons, but to the opposite, because I don't subscribe to that philosophy. I really struggle with survival and financial and jobs and things of that with the current. So that's where I'm at because, you have to survive.
You have to survive, absolutely.
And that's what I'm struggling with. How do I survive and stay true to who I am? Because you have to work some way. You have to earn money and earn, you know, and I can't seem to get that, you know, on the right track, I guess, is the best way to put it.
And the Posse of Angels are chiming in here, Diane, and they're saying you, me, and probably the majority of light workers that are listening to this message. And what I'm going to tell you and myself and everybody else that's in the same boat, we're in the same boat, and it all depends on you know, whether it's a small boat or a big boat, or it's the degrees to which it's happening to people. It's gonna help a little bit knowing that. We have not been able to advance forward with our monetary abundance or, you know, our finances and things like that because we are one collective consciousness and we are waiting for that critical mass to get on board before we can move forward. The Posse of Angels are shaking their heads and they're saying yes. Does that help us any? Well, we don't take it personally then. I'm not picked upon. I'm not a victim. But on the other hand, they are saying that relief is in sight. As of September, October, they're saying that, I can see a little bit, a glimpse on the horizon, and I just in the last couple of days have received news, as several other of my clients have, real tangible glimpses of things moving forward for us from a monetary, you know, very physical point of view. I'm not talking about abundance of health or love or well-being. I'm talking about those physical signs. And those physical signs that money must be shown to us, Diane, and everyone else, because what we've come back to bring forth to the earth plane, our gifts, our talents, and our abilities, we are going to need the wherewithal to, let's say, publish our books, to fund, you know, our documentaries, to start up those businesses, all those other things. And the Posse of Angels are saying that they realize this, but they're saying that now the critical mass has actually been hit, but because things happen slower on the earth plane, now is just the trickling in, you will start to see, they are nodding their heads, Diane, they're saying that you will start to see the physical manifestation of that appearing in, let's say, is it August? September? Is it more like September? They're saying September, October of those things coming in for you. They're also applauding you for holding the light, even though you didn't think that you were, being so weary and being so exhausted. They're saying there was that part of you, that higher self of you, that knows everything is going to work out. You haven't lost your faith.
It dips every now and then.
they're truly saying that when they look at your higher self hasn't lost faith. You haven't lost hope that your dreams and your wishes are going to come true. But they're saying, most of all, just let go of your expectations of how they're going to come in, and you will be amazed at the magic that is going to come into your life.
I am trying that because I relocated, you know, to be nearer. Became a grandmother. So I've done all that, and I'm really open to being guided to where I'm supposed to be. But some days the fear is a little, that's tipping the scales a little higher than the faith. So yeah. that's what prompted me. You know, I said, okay, I need some kind of a, you know, your own messages and your own guidance. Sometimes you get into a cyclical route and you needed to get out of the box.
Yep. And you know what? If you're calling in today, it's not only for you, but it's for the myriad of all those other listeners out there, and it's a message to myself as well. You know what? It's funny. I'm just shuffling the cards now. Oftentimes, I will just, you know, pick up my pendulum and say, "Hi, Parsed Angels, how are you?" And I said, "Have I missed any signs?" And all I can hear is just laughter. You know, they're not laughing at me, they're laughing with me. And they say, "No, you haven't missed a sign. The reason there hasn't been a sign yet, it was not for the right divine timing. Things are being put in place for that to happen. Go be creative. Go put your feet on the grass and ground." Now, what sign are you, Diane?
Scorpio.
Okay, you're
Scorpio rising even.
Okay. Oh, Scorpio rising even. So Scorpios like things to be done the way they want it, when they want it, how they want it. If there's a message in particular, even before I draw any cards for you, is let go of expectations, my dear, because they're saying that your prayers have been heard. All of them have been heard. All of them are being worked on at the moment. But you have to let go of those expectations. Otherwise, you're going to constrict and restrict the way that they're going to come in.
Easier said than done. When you need a job and housing,
I know.
And you're struggling, it's so, like, I do, every day I get, you know, I do my thing. But each day in their divine timing, in our human time, I only have a couple more weeks where I can stay where I am. So I am running out of time in my time. All the words at times just aren't enough to waylay it. And I mean, I do everything I can. I've actually got one call for it, and I have an interview tomorrow. But sometimes it's just
okay.
Not.
I understand that fully, because I am so there as well. You know, you can have all the rhetoric and you can have all the words for it, and you can do lots of readings and pull runes and all kinds of things, but at the end of the day, we're human, and in the world that we are in at the moment, we do need that monetary exchange, you know, or else divine intervention to bring us, you know, what we need when we need it. The first card that comes out for you is the Chariot, and that is a wonderful card. Do you do tarot?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you know the Chariot is a great card. I mean, especially with what we're talking about, there's movement there. There's movement happening. They're showing me something about seven. So that's 7 days or 7 weeks or something to do with maybe September 7th. They're not being forthcoming with that, but they're saying that there's going to be movement in your career, in your job. It's coming. It's there. There couldn't be any more tangible form for them to show you that movement is going to happen. The next one, hallelujah, girl. You got the Four of Wands. It's time to celebrate.
Thank gosh.
There's a castle there. They show me there's foundation. There's a stronger foundation there. And the next one couldn't be any better. They want you to go out, and they want you to lie in the grass. Just prostrate yourself on the earth. Put your arms and legs out and say, I am open to receive this, and I'm grounding it into physical incarnation. And you've got the Empress.
And that's my card. My sign-on is Empress.
So this couldn't be any better sign for you, Diane. I hope that you've been helped by this, and the Posse of Angels are sticking their nose in once again, and they're saying thank you. Thank you for all that you have done for the light, and none of it has been gone, taken for granted, and none of it has gone unnoticed.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I really just needed another message, and I am so grateful that you were right here to provide it and your posse of angels. Thank you so much for all that you do as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Diane. God bless you. Lots of love. And I would love to hear where your journey takes you. You can always send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. So have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller, 415. Thank you for holding on the line. 415, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Hi, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Where are you calling from?
Hi, New Jersey.
New Jersey. So how were you and where were you when you heard about Robin Williams crossing over?
Oh, I don't remember, but I look at the situation a little differently than you. So I didn't really want to get involved in that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it has to do with the government and set up, and I don't know, some people call them conspiracy theories, but I think it's truth. So I didn't want to bring that onto your show for you.
Oh, that's okay. You know, this is an open forum, and if you'd like to share with us that, you know, all opinions are welcome.
That's okay. I just had a question for the posse of angels, if that's all right.
That's fine.
I just wanted to know when there, like, I mean, I guess the lady had a similar question to what I have, but when you see some movement as far as me moving locations and the next step in my career moving forward.
Okay. Have you, let me see. The Posse of Angels are saying that they've sent you many signs as to where you're going to be relocating to. Have you picked up on any of those signs that they've sent you?
I have, but I need the resources to move me there. So
okay.
That's
right.
What I've been telling them.
So you know where, you know the direction you're moving in, but it's just those resources. Okay. And they're saying that much like Diane, much like myself, much like many of us, we've been held back because of that conscious, that collective consciousness, that before then there wasn't enough critical mass of us to move forward on the planet. Now, some of us hate hearing that. You know, why should I be held back when somebody else is not ready to move forward? But so much of our understanding on this planet is energy, and that we are one conscious collective, and what one does influences what the energy of what another does. But they're saying that this time period from around the August 16th, but around the 23rd forward is a time of many of us seeing those really substantial and very tangible things happening. And they're saying, and so it is with Jessica. They're saying now they don't like to get into time periods, but when I ask them, September opening for you as far as the resources coming in, they say yes. And many of us, like I've told the former caller Diane, each of us, like Robin Williams, came back to play a very integral role on this planet. When I tune into Jessica, I can tell that you are living a conscious life of awareness, okay? You know what your gifts and talents and abilities are, your passions, and you know when you're doing them, you lose all track of time and that you are meant to be doing this. You know, when I tune in, it's just this wonderful feeling of you are one with your passion and doing it. So they're saying, Why would the universe hold us back just to hold us back? But they're saying that the resources will now become available going into September and October for us to move forward. And they're also saying it's like all of us have run a race and we're 99.9% finished with the race. We just have that one more point to go and then where we'll be able to step on that next path. And those of us that are, you know, sort of questioning or in fear, that's fine. But don't give up before you finish the race.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. I just have been, I've been telling them that I want to move forward already. And when you're around people who are not on the spiritual path consciously and they know that you've done a lot of work, I mean, it doesn't look like you're so successful when you're kind of hanging. I mean, I know you have to release just what other people are saying,
yeah.
but if you're relying
yeah.
on them for finances, you're
yeah.
not, you're not looking like the powerful person that you really are. And that's what bothers
well,
me.
I know. And I do have clients that have voiced exactly the same thing. And that will make you much more powerful in that you don't wear and you don't take on, as you said, the judgment of others. You just move along your path the way that you see fit. And you be as kind and courteous as you can within all of that. And yes, a lot of us, you know, do seem to be beholden to those who have not gotten it as yet. But that just strengthens us in really being who we are, and not going back and perhaps judging others because they're not where we are. The cards that have come out for you, the first one is the Eight of Wands, and those people that know tarot, that's a fantastic sign. An opportunity is coming for you, my dear. There's an opening, a parting of the seas. There's an opening coming for you. It's a blessing. You will see it. You won't miss it. But they're saying, in the meantime, be gentle with yourself. Don't try to push the river. This opening is a divine, orchestration for you. The next one is the Nine of Wands. Yes, you have been through the battles, like many of us. You're weary, you're exhausted, you're sick and tired, and everything else on top of that. But they're saying the Nine is a completion, that is coming to an end. And certainly, just like Diane got the Chariot card, the card that comes into you is the Eight. The Eight is money. The Eight is abundance. The Eight in my cards in this Gaelic deck that I use is this powerful rider and a horse surging forward. Horses are about personal power, and this is movement in your life. So all of this indicates opening, movement, and you staying the course on that race you've won, that you've run so far. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Candy, do you have any idea on why, like, God makes his, I mean, of course, we're all God's children, but like those, again, that are, I mean, I think we're all here for a mission, but I mean, I guess it's hard to phrase, but why are like some of us made to go through and like prove ourselves and really kind of like, not fight is the bad word, but like kind of fight for what we want to do here in this world? I mean, if the world needs our gifts, why aren't we just set, like, put in this position? Why do we have to like really prove ourselves over and over again?
Jessica, if you look at Gandhi and you look at Nelson Mandela and you look at Mother Teresa and you see the wisdom in their faces, it's because those spiritual warriors that are old souls, and they need to be tested for their character to be fully formed. What we have gone on, this trail of ascension, this journey of ascension for the last 10 years, there have been challenges and there have been tremendous hardships and adversity which we've had to go through. But each of us has become an ascended master on this planet because of that. And it doesn't matter what anybody can do to us, that rocks our world, and we still have the love and the peace and the quietude and that ancient knowledge inside of us, and we are the living example of it. And that living example, I'm not talking the talk, I'm talking walking the walk, that is going to change this planet. And we would not have gotten to this stage unless we went through what we went through. And the hottest, the strongest iron goes through the hottest fire. So I need to take this next phone caller. So that was a wonderful question, and the Posse of Angels and I thank you profusely for it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller live. Or is it Liv? You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Chris?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Chris.
Hi, Chris, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Colorado.
Colorado. And what were your thoughts on Robin Williams passing?
You know, I felt like I lost an anchor to my youth.
Yeah.
You know, I remember him before he was famous on Mark and Mindy and his whole career, and it was just kind of like he was always a staple there, and I was just I kind of look at his death as his choosing to leave at this point in time as a what if this is an opportunity for us to take a look at our world in a very different way. You know,
yeah.
It's hard to see somebody ever commit suicide, but at the same time, I don't believe he went out negatively. I still think that there was a gift that he was given the world, even beyond all his humor and everything that he has done for this world. I feel like in his passing, in some way, shape, or form, there is a gift for this world to still receive. And I think that when you look at depression, oftentimes when other people are looking around, that's where bullying can start. And so I think it's just opening up a lot of people's eyes.
Chris, that was beautifully said. And it's much in alignment with what the Posse of Angels and I are talking about in this channel today. Yes, his movies were extraordinary, and they were very diverse, and they were filled with pathos and humor and laughter, hysterical laughter, and all those things. But so many of those stories that are now coming out are about his humanitarianism and his good nature and the myriad of little random acts of kindness and things that he did and, you know, those things. And that's why the Posse of Angels had me do this channel today, because each of us here makes an enormous difference on the planet. And if he died and had a heart attack, it would have been very different energy to him taking his life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So did you have a question today?
Yeah, I am struggling to get work, to find work, and I keep looking in many different avenues, and, you know, I'm just not getting response back that I, for as much as I'm sending out and trying to find work, and I was just wondering if you can help me with getting a direction. I've had a couple interviews with one company, so I haven't heard back. I have an interview coming up the end of the week with another one with a company that I'm not quite sure about. And again, it's just there's been so much change in my work world. I'm looking to find a better direction into which this next creation of my work self will be
right.
Something that I
and
truly
so,
love and want.
Okay, it's interesting. It's interesting, Chris, that each one of these ladies that have called in today are voicing where we are at the moment, and they're saying that the first thing is: Are you passionately and love what you're doing? Do you passionately love what you're doing?
There was a time I did that in my career. What I do is contracted, and there's parts of that I absolutely do love, but the trip up is trying to find something that's more consistently doing that. I like the industry really well, but I want to go into a different phase in the industry, a different side of the industry, or just taking my talents and going to a whole nother industry.
Okay. All right. They're saying that you're ready for, you are definitely ready for a step up. They want you to do two things. What sign are you?
Leo.
Sorry?
Leo.
Leo. Okay, Leo. Okay. Very earthly sign. Okay. So they want you to say every day, they want you to say out loud with so much enthusiasm, they want you to say, thank you for my extraordinary career. Thank you. Thank you means you have it already. It's mine. Take your emphasis
okay.
off it being outside of yourself. Thank you for my extraordinary career. I love what I am doing. It makes my heart sing. It makes me wiggle at night to get up the next, to think about getting up in the next morning and doing this. I work with extraordinary like-minded people who love me, and we work together in a creative atmosphere. It's a great location, and I just absolutely adore what I do. It's not working for me. It's breathing. I love it so much. If you can say this and then go outside and lie on the earth, as I said to this other other caller, and open your arms wide and your legs wide and just lie on your back on the earth and say, thank you for this extraordinary job because it's yours already. And that's the kind of energy that's going to bring this in.
Okay.
Okay, let me go to the cards. We've got about 3 minutes left. Let me go to the cards and pick three cards for you. See what comes out for the lovely Chris. Okay, first card you got is definitely the queen. There's a Queen of Cups. The message for this is that your intuition is guiding you. Do not second guess your intuition. Most of what's coming in, everything that's coming in for us, is not because of our doing anything. They're saying make sure you're creative. Your Leo energy must find an outlet for your creativity. Stop waiting for that job to come in and put more emphasis on your creativity, and that energy will definitely bring this in. The next one is, oh, my gosh, you're on fire. The next one is the High Priestess, and that just shows that you that you have all of this ancient wisdom. You need to ground it more. You need to ground it more. And the next card is the Four of Cups, which is the gift from God. It's that situation is coming in for you. It's on the boards. They're tipping their hats to you, and they're saying, "We're on it, girl. We're working on it." It's there. The glimpses are on the horizon. September and October is going to look very different for us as light workers, I can assure you, Chris. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
It has been. Thank you so much. And the Posse of Angels, I really appreciate that affirmation and the belief, the just bringing that into my soul. I really appreciate it. Thank you all.
We're all sending you so much love. Take care. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Just like to end today by saying, by being who we each splendidly are and not being afraid to show your true nature to the world, you polish your own diamonds and their brightness will attract just the right people, connections, and opportunities that you need for your journey in life. With your attention on your own life, on your gifts, on your talents, you can firmly be in touch with your own special brand of uniqueness and not longing for what someone else has. So go out and absolutely know that you make a difference to the world. In the movie Dead Poets Society, Robin Williams urges all of us, carpe diem, go out and seize the day to radiate that difference forth in your soul. And you'll have, and from Good Will Hunting, he said, you'll have bad times and you'll have good times. But the bad times will always wake you up to the good stuff you weren't paying attention to. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And go, if you'd like to order my book, Angels of Faith, or my CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, you can order that from my website, angelhealinghouse.com. Until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out, make that difference, and shine a beautiful life to yourself. Thank you all. Take care. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.